All right. I'm going to give a succinct paragraph from Arlo Fruchtenbaum's book, The Footsteps of the Messiah, because, and I've articulated this before, but he says it succinctly, what the deal is about Israel. Satan's war, quote, Satan's war against the Jews between Abraham and the first coming was to try to thwart the first coming from Revelation 12:1-5. His present and future war against the Jews is to thwart the second coming, Revelations 12:12-14. It has been pointed out earlier that the basis of the second coming is Israel's national salvation, and Jesus will not come back until the Jewish people ask him to. If Satan can ever succeed in destroying the Jews before there's a national salvation, then Satan's career is eternally safe. For this reason, he has had a perpetual, unending war against the Jew. So the symbol of woman in Revelation 12 is Israel as pursued by the red dragon, symbolizing Satan. Well, let's just take a little leap here about the red dragon, Pendragon, on the Welsh flag and over the heraldic symbols of the allegedly royals out of England. And their purpose is that they're setting up and contriving. There are many dragons. There's a huge dragon over the Vatican that stretches leathery wings over the entire earth, declaring that dominion is mine and all the earth is under his authority and that Palestine belongs to him. This is not Palestine. This is Canaan. Palestine, Palestinian, comes from a derivative of the Philistines. So the object is always the center of the a movement towards the birthing of all of Israel will be saved, of national salvation, is being opposed by satanic powers that are working, and they're not just one, they're multiple. So all the nations now, even as NATO gathered together and did not invite Israel to be part of their plans, even as they're doing military maneuvers in Jordan, even as God is holding the line of her boundaries, because no one can do this except for him. And so we pray that all of Israel will be saved.